We've been following along the same mountain on our left ever since Canmore. It feels like a small mountain range, but officially it's considered just one mountain, called Mount Rundle. On this side, we've seen its almost vertical face for its full 12-kilometer length. But as we travel around, we're going to see it from other angles, and its distinctive straight-sloped side. The other mountain that dominates the view is directly in front of us, and that one is called Cascade Mountain. If you like numbers, then Cascade peaks at a smidge under 3,000 meters, or 9,800 feet. The valley that the town of Banff sits in is framed on a third side by Sulphur Mountain. That one is where the upper hot springs are located, and if we've done a lot of traveling today, that is the perfect place to go and have a long, warm soak so we sleep well tonight. You'll also find the base of the Banff Gondola right beside the hot springs on Tunnel Mountain. The gondola provides a short, fast ride to the top of Sulphur Mountain, where the views are no less breathtaking. Finally, there's a small bump of a mountain that rises right on the edge of town. It's called Tunnel Mountain because the railway engineers weren't sure they'd find a way around it, and they might have to dig a tunnel through it. They did find a way around it, but the name stuck.